North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we touch on a very important subject, a subject of the internet and some of the concerns that you might have if you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, if you're a caretaker, thinking about what are your kids viewing? What can they see on the internet? One of the individuals that reached out to me, Kelly Michelle, she lost her son because of content on the internet, actually encouragement to take his life. Kelly Michelle has made it her mission to stop this type of harmful material on the internet. And I have her on the Mark White Show right now. Welcome to the show, Kelly Michelle.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
At the beginning, I would just like to express my condolences in the passing of your son, Junior. I don't know what Junior was going through. I do know what depression is like. I do know what it's like to want to take your life. And it is a very dark place. And the last thing that someone needs is encouragement to do that. They need encouragement about living. They need encouragement that there's hope in life and that they need to be able to get past the problems, not get deeper into them.
Right, for sure.
So what was it about Junior? What was going on where he would find a site that would encourage him to take his life?
He was definitely struggling with depression. He was still in high school. You know, lockdown was on its way. He was going through a really hard time. He was having a lot of anxiety and depression. And, you know, it was just constant talk, trying to figure out, you know, what can we do? What can we do? I don't really know how to explain depression other than, I guess it's different for everybody. I don't know sometimes that there's any real logic to it. He just was having panic attacks and anxiety, and he would constantly be looking on the internet. If he would have a headache, he would look on the internet about a headache. And then, you know, he would just Google his way, you know, into oblivion. I don't know the answer to that question. It's just something, it just got worse and worse And then, of course, lockdown, you know, we shut down and it got even worse. And he just, I don't know. I wish, I mean, I thought he was getting better. You know, it seemed like he was getting better. I was doing whatever I could, you know, making sure that he was out and trying to distract him from, you know, these thoughts. He was seeing, he had seen two different therapists. He was about to graduate high school. I know he was like really concerned about what was he going to do next and, you know, like college and all of these things. So it just progressively got worse, his depression. But then I felt like he was, you know, getting better, and he wasn't. He just wasn't. But I didn't know that until after the fact.
Kelly, Michelle, if there was a pattern to this and people knew that depression was about to hit them or they were about to get into that point, then it would be much easier, I believe. But the fact is depression, it'll hit a person when they're not expecting it. It comes on, and then once you're in it, it's very difficult to just come out. If somebody says, well, just snap out of it, that's not the way it works.
No.
It's a very dark place to be, and of course nobody wants to be there, but it's not like you can set an alarm clock and say, okay, at noon I'm going to hit depression, and then by 1 o'clock I'm going to be out of it, and then I'll go back to my normal routine. That's just not how it works. It can happen during the day, it can happen at night. You go into that point of depression, and so there's really no predictor of when that's going to happen. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, for sure. And you're right. I mean, I can tell you that, you know, obviously now that this has happened and it's basically all I've been, you know, looking into, or, you know, when you're on this site every single day, all day long, and you're, you know, like studying and looking at, you know, what these people are saying and doing, I clearly can see that this is something that, like you said, you can't just say, oh, you know, snap out of it, or it's going to get better. And, you know, or you have to actually acknowledge and, you know, what is going on, you know. And I had those discussions, you know, with Junior, you know, what's going on, you know, and we would talk. I do think it's important, though, that you don't relish too much in it, if that makes sense. Okay. So like, and what I mean by that is, obviously, since this has happened, I'm in a lot of these like grief support groups, you know, and I find myself not being able to stay or listen or hear just too much, because it's so depressing that it just sends you down this whole other rabbit hole. So I feel like it's important to grieve. I also feel like it's important to, you know, you have to kind of surround yourself with positive, because it's just so easy to get swept away into darkness. And I can't even imagine us parents and family who have experienced something like this, being in a group, feeling this type of way and having it, and being exposed to people telling us to act upon the way that we feel. Because I can promise you, anyone that's lost a child to suicide, there are plenty of times when you do not want to be in this world as well sometimes. So I can't imagine being depressed and ending up in a place like this and having people make you feel like you have to do this and failure is not an option, and making you feel like you're going to be excluded if you don't. And that's where my son ended up. Yeah, I don't want anybody else to end up in places like this ever. And I don't want, nobody should ever be exposed to what has been going on.
And just like depression, Kelly, Michelle, everyone at the moment that they take their life has a different way that they do that. They have different things that they leave behind. And one of the things that a lot of people leave behind are notes and messages. For your son, he left his passcode so that you could get into his phone. If he had not done that, if you weren't able to access that, there was actually that next step of you being able to get into his phone and find out the reason why, what was happening to Junior to cause him to do this.
Yeah, he left the password on the phone, and I know he wanted me to see it. I mean, it was open on his phone, and it was a person that was on there talking about anxiety, and I guess this person had repeatedly been posting, you know, about anxiety and everything that they were going through, and that they just have to end their life, that they just have to end their life. And I was seeing posts from the other members in there saying, you know, just be brave, overcome your SI, which is what they refer to in there, as a survivor instinct. So a lot of people were in there telling them, just, you can do this, just be brave and courageous, asking them if they could watch it happen, cheering them on. And it turns out that this person actually did not end up doing it. So I kept seeing this person post repeatedly for the next year, and they ended up doing it. Yeah, I saw what was going on. And I mean, I can tell you, when I first opened it and I looked, I had to turn on all the lights on in my house. It was so, I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I just, like, how is this allowed? You know, people asking you to live stream this stuff? I mean, really? And so I just, yeah, there's a lot of vulnerable people in there. A lot of people that have autism are in there. It was awful what I've seen. I can tell you that the New York Times, you know, they did a great job on the story and bringing awareness to this. But I can tell you, in the last few days, I've had more families reach out to me, you know, asking basically, what do I do? So not only do we need to, you know, obviously step up and tell Congress, you know, we're tired of this. Meanwhile, our children and our loved ones are being sucked into these rabbit holes that amplify not just suicide, but eating disorders and your self-image. And I mean, all of these children are going on there looking at illusions that aren't real, and then they're comparing their real life to it. And we wonder why depression and anxiety has gone up, not just for our children, but for adults as well. There's a lot of adults that are, you know, not exactly doing well either. So, and a lot of it, in my opinion, is related to what they're, you know, they're what they call social comparison. You know, when you spend a lot of time on the internet, you're going to end up comparing yourself to the others. Like, that's just what we do. That's what humans do anyway. So when it's being amplified, you know, on social media, it does no good. Something has got to happen. We have to protect not only our children, but society just in general to what we are exposing, allowing ourselves to be exposed to, and allowing, I mean, our children have to go to the internet to do their homework.
Well, and again, Kelly Michelle, we've seen individuals do this to other individuals and even classmates. I've seen kids take their lives because classmates encouraged them to do that. No matter where it's happening at, no young person should ever be encouraged. No adult should ever be encouraged to take their life. And I know you've seen the stories as well where maybe a young person was being bullied at school, and then they get the messages through their social media, or they get the messages through text that tell them that they're worthless and that they need to finish their life. And people have actually taken their lives because of that encouragement. So it's definitely a mindset that certain people have, that they want to hurt others, they want to bully others, to encourage someone to take their life, wherever it is. It's wrong. Anybody listening right now that is a part of that, the message to you is you should be held accountable. And those who are listening who are not doing that, but they're appalled that anyone would do that to someone, they need to think about, okay, I need to protect the people that I care about and I love. And if somebody comes to them and says, I'm being bullied, or I'm being mistreated, or indicates in any type of fashion that they are being encouraged to harm their life, then take the steps to make that known and to address the issue, and not cover it up or conceal it.
Absolutely. There's a young lady that was, I believe she was 19, and back in 2003, her name was Suzanne Gonzalez. And she was on a website similar like this, but this was back in 2003. Anyway, she took her life. So her family fought for a long time from California to try and get something, you know, done about this. They had a senator over there that introduced what was called the Suzanne Gonzalez Suicide Prevention Act three times. It was introduced three times, but it never passed. And what it was trying to do, and I'll just read it for you. It says, amends the federal criminal code to prohibit the use of any facility of interstate or foreign commerce to teach a person how to commit suicide or to provide such a person with material support or resources in committing suicide, knowing such a person is likely to use such assistance to commit suicide, imposes a fine and or prison term of not more than 5 years for violations, increases the prison term to any number of years or life if a violation results in a death. And I want to know, that's a federal law. There are no federal laws, by the way, that address encouraging suicide. And I want to know why there isn't. And I want one to happen. I mean, we are all, not all, but a lot of people are now living online. And so I think at a minimum, we need to take our current criminal codes and start addressing them, you know, online. And so that's something that I would like to see happen. Anybody doing this, they need to be held accountable.
Kelly, Michelle, if you'll hang on, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about maybe some of the steps that have been taken to address this issue on a federal level, and then also send people to your website so that if they want to be a part of this movement, that they can do that, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Kelly Michelle. We're talking about her son, Junior, and the fact that he was encouraged to take his life. This is not something that we should be tolerating in our society. We're going to talk more to Kelly Michelle when we come back. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. He finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us today. And yes, this subject is sensitive, as I mentioned in the last segment, but it's also very important that we address this. Young people, or any person for that matter, who is depressed, who is at a point where they're thinking they no longer want to live, should not be encouraged to take their life. And this is a problem. And in no shape, form, or fashion is this the right thing to do. Kelly Michelle, because of her son Junior taking his life and being encouraged to do so, she stepped up in a big way to make a difference with this issue. She's reached to the top, and there have been some successes through what Kelly Michelle has done. And Kelly Michelle reached out to me, and I wanted to talk about some of the success that she's had. And of course, this is Junior's legacy. As a mom, as you continue this mission, this is in honor of Junior. It's helping a lot of families. As you mentioned in the last segment, you've had a lot of families that have reached out to you with deep concerns about what is happening, and you are on a mission.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As you know, the New York Times story came out on December 9th, and that obviously has helped accelerate a lot of things. So yesterday, the House Committee on Energy and Commerce made an announcement that they're going to be requesting briefings following these reports and looking into, what's going on here. And so that's what's happening so far. And hopefully, we get some progress made. I'm hoping for some type of federal legislation to be introduced and passed, so that people will take, because it's not, it's just in doing all of this, I've seen a lot of things going on where, these are not things that need to be said or told to anyone online with regard to encouraging suicide. It's not a joke. So I'm hoping that some changes come, just not only just because of this, but because of everything as a whole that's going on in this new place that we all spend so much time in.
How does it make you feel, Kelly Michelle? I know that we can't bring Junior back, but to know that you've been able to make this type of headway through Junior.
Well, I've had members tell me, Junior saved my life. Thank you for speaking out, because it was really hard to speak out about this. Because the people, there's such a stigma around suicide, and nobody wants to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it when it comes to this. And then now we have these people that are depressed and feeling anxious and feel like they don't have anywhere to reach out to, because of course the stigma associated with suicide. So when I have or depression or anxiety, yesterday was such a great day whenever I saw that Frank Pallone from the House, made this announcement. I was so happy, because I tell you that I've had many, many meetings throughout this with senators, and, lengthy meetings explaining what's going on, and there really hasn't been anything done. So yesterday was such a great day, and Junior was such a good, loving child. So just knowing that, you know, I just knowing that him, not just him, but just all of these people and these parents that have stepped up to fight this despite everything they're going through. It feels so good. It feels so good because I don't want anybody else to end up in a place like this when they're in these most vulnerable moments. This is not, you know, what people need to be exposed to. So it feels really good. It feels really good. And no, he's not. And I'm gonna be honest with you. Yesterday I was so happy, and then last night in the morning I started crying because it's like I don't want to have to be happy about something like this.
Right.
This is not, you know, this is not. But at least it's helping, and hopefully it will help somebody. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to break down. It just gets. But yeah, this is the best thing that could have ever happened for Christmas, because I just feel like, you know, I'm just, like you yourself and all of your listeners and just everybody that the Times has been able to reach out to and really put pressure on. Like, we need to do something about this. We need to create safe places for these people to go and have, you know, something done. There's a demand for this, actually, you know, so I'm hoping that, you know, these companies that are involved with mental health and, you know how to, these mental health professionals, we can actually do some real interventions with people that are feeling like this. And I'm telling you, these depression groups, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to defend it or offend anyone here, but these depression groups and anxiety groups and all the stuff that's going on, I promise you are not safe in there from predators. So you just have to be really concerned about that whenever you're in there. I've heard a lot of stories from members telling me that they've been private messaged through there. So hopefully, you know, a lot of good things will come from this. And it's the best thing that could have happened for me for Christmas.
Well, and I can see where a person would be conflicted, Kelly. You've worked very hard to get to the point where you are, and you lost your son in the process of this. When you have something that happens that's considered a success, it's almost like you have to put the brakes on because you lost your son in this. And so there's not a lot of joy or happiness necessarily because of the reason that you're getting to the point you are is that you had to lose your son for this to happen. So I can see where it would definitely be conflicted. But at the same time, when you think about, as I mentioned to you, my show recognizes difference makers and recognizes the legacy of people. And this is Junior's legacy at this point, that you were able to pick up the torch and say, enough is enough, and I'm going to do something about it. And people listening right now, we do want them to be aware, especially if they have young people in their home that can interact with these individuals through social media, through websites, and we want them to understand that there is a real danger out there. And for those who are listening who might want to be a part of this effort, Kelly, I want you to be able to share how you want them to connect.
Okay, so if you're on Twitter, I'm on Twitter, which is, my handle is FixTheTwentySix, and so that's going to be F-I-X, The26. And I can tell you why I made it that way if you'd like to. I have a group on Facebook called Stop Sanctioned Suicide. And I also have a Facebook page. I have a website called StopSanctionedSuicide.com. And that's how we can connect. So just in case you're wondering about the Fix the 26, when I first, you know, started doing this, it was actually on the morning of Junior's service. I was just laying on my couch, and this Netflix show called I Am Jane Doe came on. So I watched it. But when I was watching this documentary, and I kept seeing all of these parents online, and they were, I mean, not online, I'm sorry, on the television, and they were crying about their teenagers being trafficked. You know, people were taking pictures of them and selling their children online, and they kept going to Congress, and Congress kept coming in, and with the FBI and National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and all this stuff, and they kept getting what's called Section 230 protections. And I was like, what is Section 230? Like, how can this, they kept getting Section 230 immunity. And I was like, how would a company or a website that is clearly aware that children are being sex trafficked on their website, how are they getting any kind of immunity? So I quickly went and I Googled Section 230 and I was like, what? So Section 230 is also known as the 26 words that created the internet. There's been a lot of, everybody thought I was crazy when I started doing this last summer because nobody was talking about it. And then, as you know, Trump started talking about it around September of 2020. So I was happy that people were, you know, then started talking about it. But what it says is basically that no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. So basically, in a nutshell, it gives protections and it gives people that are running sites like this protections from what is being posted by their users, even though they know it's being posted. So I came up with Fix the 26 because I believe that the 26 words that created the internet need to be changed. So that's where that came from.
And again, they can go to Fix the 26, and that's 26 as the number, 26, fixthe26.com, and check out that website and the work that you're doing. And of course, Kelly Michelle, I know that a lot of families have reached out to you and connected with you because of this, and I hope that more will. I know that it puts a lot on your plate to do this, but again, I appreciate the work that you're doing. I want to make sure, as I mentioned to you, that you take care of yourself so that you can continue to do what you're doing and the work that you're doing, because it is very important work. People who are difference makers, who are out there doing this type of work, have to take care of themselves so that they can help others as well.
Correct. Yeah. It's and I have had, I can tell you that there was a family that reached out to me last September, and her name is Catherine, and she lost her son. And I remember it was right before I was about to have a meeting with Senator Wicker. And she, you know, was like, oh, I'm so glad, you know. And she sent me a note that her son had left, you know, that was found, you know, where he died. And he actually left a note for the police, please do something. And I can tell you, she, whenever she, you know, reached out to me, I asked her, would you like to fight this with me? Like, please, I need some help, you know? And she's all the way over there in the UK. But I'm telling you, she has been so pivotal in all of this and helping. I mean, it's just been so awesome to have her over there. And I will tell you that she has been able to, over there in the UK, get 52 MPs, which are, you know, like senators, sign up against the online suicide forums and fight the stuff. So I'm really happy for that. And I really appreciate you having me on and helping me spread this awareness of what's going on. And hopefully it will help save somebody, you know, I mean, even if it's just one person, you know, and it just means so much. So thank you.
You're welcome, Kelly Michelle. And anyone listening right now who's going through depression, who is thinking about taking their life, we want to let them know that they matter. We want them to know that we care about them, and we want them to have peace in their life, to have hope in their life, to not give up, but to be encouraged, knowing that there are people out there working really hard, diligently, to let you know that we do care about you. I think that's an important message right now, Kelly Michelle, is there are people, especially during the holidays, who have a tough time. They've lost people that they love. They have challenges through work, their financial instability, different things that play a part in leading to depression and ultimately a person considering and actually taking their life. So we want people to know that we do care about them, and we do want people to live this life and enjoy their life as much as they can, and we don't want people to consider taking their lives, nor do we want people encouraging others to do that either.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I can tell you that just, I did not know depression like this until, obviously, until after this happened, and it can get really, really dark. But what I have found in people that are in this depressions is that they've lost hope, you know, and they need purpose. And a lot of them have really helped this purpose. And I mean, they have been so strong. And I think the way to help something like this, even though it might be so hard because all you want to do is just curl up in a ball and not get out of bed, but is to use your voice to try and make a difference. Tell people what you are feeling, you know, and don't fake what you are going through. Be authentic with it, and don't let the toxic positivity of social media influence you, or try not to allow it to, because it's not real. You know what you're saying, it's not real. It's everybody's best moments. And that's what I used to always tell Junior whenever he was on social media. So try not to get too caught up in that, because it can get pretty depressing.
Well, today, Kelly Michelle, we honor the memory of Junior. And again, we appreciate your work. I want people to go to fixthe26.com and check out your website. And if they want to support this effort, then they can also get the tools in hand to be able to do this and reach out to representatives and senators and those who have a say-so when it comes to helping in this matter. So thank you again, Kelly Michelle, for coming on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that this show is encouraging you and is an inspiration to you. If it is, please share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show, especially a show like this where we're bringing up a subject that's very important to families. We want you to enjoy this holiday season. We want you to enjoy life. We don't want you to be in a place where you're considering taking your life. And again, if you are, please, please reach out to someone you care about, someone you can trust, and talk to them about what's going on in your life. They can make a difference in your life, and you can make a difference in theirs. You have a purpose, and that's what the Mark White Show is about. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An alternate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.